everyone. It's Alexa.
And Catherine.
And welcome to season four of Tickets, Please.
And today we're talking about all the things we're looking forward to in 2024.
This year was supposed to be great. Well, it's only the second day and I'm a loser with stupid leather pants that don't even fit.
No, you're not a loser.
Yeah,
you're not a loser.
Look at me.
It's become a tradition. So I'm going to say it because it is true. I'm not looking forward to anything. Well, I don't know why. It's not true. I have a list. But I, as I was going through everything coming out this year, I was just like,
Me too. I will say there's not one thing on here that I'm super pumped for. There's usually one thing on it that I'm really, really excited for. I find that there's a couple things I'm a little excited for, but nothing that I'm dying to come out.
Do you want to do shows first?
Yes, because I have only three.
Let's hear them.
Okay. I have to speak my truth, guys. I'm just never going to watch new TV until it's like 3 years after it's come out.
It's who you are.
I don't know what it is. I have to be in a particular space to watch a new TV show. And if I'm not when everybody else is, it's just not going to happen. And so everything on here is new seasons of shows I already watched. The first being Abbott Elementary, which I cannot wait. That is next month. I binged that this year and I can't wait for the next season. They left us on a cliffhanger. Can't wait for that to come back. The next one, Vanderpump. Even though I'm kind of exhausted in the break by all of the stuff that's come out since the end of the last season. So my excitement has definitely dulled. But I have a feeling that once it comes back, I'll be reinvested in whatever drama is going on with them. And I'm very excited to see the new dynamics because I have a feeling that it's going to slip in typical Vanderpump fashion. There's not a chance that Tom Sandoval has not weaseled his way back into every single one of their lives except for, I think, Katie and Ariana.
That is so disturbing and probably true. I feel very disconnected from Vanderpump after last season, but yeah. Like you said, I think once it comes out, I'll probably get sucked back in.
Yeah, that's what because the podcasts and the interviews, and it's exhausting and I was annoyed by it in the break, but the trailer came out and I was like, I'm kind of excited for it. So I have a feeling that once it starts, I'll be really excited. And then the last thing I have on here is, it's supposed to come out, but they haven't even filmed it yet. The third season of The Bear is supposed to come out in 2024, but they haven't even filmed it yet. So we'll see.
I think it will.
I think it will too. I think there's a pretty quick turnaround on it, but it hasn't even been filmed yet.
And White Lotus will too, which I know you're, but I don't know if you're excited about that.
Well, but I thought that I actually looked it up and I thought that it was not coming out till 2025.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
I'm not sure.
That's possible. You know, you could be right. I was just assuming. I know it's filming right now.
I had assumed so also, but then I didn't see it on any lists. And I'm like, why is it not on any of the things I'm looking up? And so I just straight up Googled it and I think it said 2025, but let me look it up one more time. Season three. We finally got some casting. Yeah, 2025.
Oh, okay. Parker Posey. That's going to be really, really, really fun.
Yeah. And to answer your question, I am excited. In theory, I'm excited. I still don't think I love it that much, but I, like I said to you, would watch 9 seasons of it. I don't know what it is. Once I start watching it, it's weirdly mesmerizing. But I think it's going to do they drop one episode. It's a week to week show, right?
Yeah.
See, that I think is going to be a little tough for me because one of the things
you did it with Mayor of Easttown.
No, but the reason I think this is going to be tough for me is because one of my biggest complaints is that I don't think anything happens. I think it's incredible. Like I found it boring. I found most of it to be boring. So every episode, I'm like, nothing is happening. And so,
but so much of it is about the internal dynamics and what's not said.
So to me, I know that I know we're not supposed to talk about it, but like to me, the internal dynamics are not that internal. Like
Wait, we're not supposed to talk about it?
The joke being that, like, I waited so long to talk about it that I had lost all rights to be able to talk about it. To me, the message of both seasons is so just there. If the message was hidden deeper, then fine. If it's all going to be subtle and I have to pick up on small cues, then fine. But to me, everything is, it's like they're beating me over the head with the message every 2 seconds. And I'm like exhausted from, I get it. I get it. It's like sexual prowess and sexuality leads our lives. I got it. I've had enough. I understand. I got it. And so it just keeps going and going. And so I wish there was like a little more happening. I did find that season two was better in plot. There was more going on with the characters and story in there. And I also liked many more of the actors in season two and a lot more of the stories. So I thought it was far and away way, way, way better than season one. Season one, I actively disliked. I was waiting for it to end. I couldn't wait. And I thought the ending was incredibly disappointing.
I don't even remember the ending at this point.
I mean, the person that ends up being killed is the guy, the concierge lead guy. Plus, I'm still disappointed that White Lotus didn't take our suggestion and make it set in like a wintry setting. Isn't it set somewhere?
I think it's in Thailand.
Yeah.
Doesn't Mike White know who we are?
I know. And speaking of Mike White, I wanted it to be funnier. I knew it wasn't going to be like a comedy. But I thought that the tongue-in-cheek jokes were gonna make me laugh more than they did. I didn't find it that humorous, which I was disappointed in as well. Especially because I found like the good girl so funny. I thought it was gonna be that type of humor, and then it wasn't. So I was kind of disappointed by that too. But I still am looking forward to the next one. So it's a weirdly addicting show in that way. What do you got?
Okay, so I pretty much never watch Apple TV. I don't even have a subscription, but I would maybe pay for it for a month because there's a show called The New Look that's about the origins of Christian Dior, which looks really cool. There's also a show called Ripley coming out on Netflix, which I think is based off The Talented Mr. Ripley. That should be really cool. And then Heartstopper, which is really a show for young teens. It's like a young adult show, but it's so good. Our listener, Susan, recommended it. And I watched I binged it in like an incredibly short amount of time. It's so sweet and cozy and comforting. I love it. So I'm pretty sure the third season of that is coming out this year. And then I'm potentially going to watch Masters of the Air.
Oh, I saw a lot about that.
Mainly because of Barry Keoghan. And like some Austin Butler, but really for Barry. But I don't know how big his part is. So we'll see. I'll probably watch one or two episodes and not finish it like I do 70% of other shows.
You do that a lot.
And then lastly, not technically a show, but it has to be mentioned, is the Olympics.
Oh, of course. It's winter or summer this year?
Summer. Okay. Unfortunately, I do like winter better, but I still love summer. I love track and swimming. And yeah, I love summer.
When does that start?
I don't know, actually.
And then while you're looking that up, is the Summer I Turn Pretty coming back this year too?
Summer Olympics starts the end of July. And I totally forgot about that. It must be. It has to be. Yes.
Because I never watched season two.
Don't watch it until the third one comes out.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch it like right before and then watch season three so that it's fresh.
Because we'll talk about both. We promised a bunch of our listeners that we would. Yeah,
I was desperate to do it. The only reason we didn't was because of the strike.
Yeah. I can't wait to talk about it. I honestly, this is unhinged and like I doubt we're going to do this, but like I would do three episodes, one on each season. I would. I love it.
I loved season one so much. I remember I was so depressed when I finished season one. I watched it all in one day and I was so mad at myself for doing that because I wanted it to last forever.
There were so many articles trying to unravel why millennials are obsessed with it. And it's actually like very cringy and embarrassing, but it's true. So I have to live in my truth. All right. What movies do you have?
Okay. Well, it was on my list last year, but then it got pushed. Obviously, I have Dune Part 2 on my list coming out in March, finally.
I love Dune so much. And I was so excited. And at this, I feel like I saw it 6 years ago. When, I don't even know what year it was. It was like 2019 when it came out. It feels like it was before the podcast.
It does feel like 2019. It also feels so long ago that I kind of don't remember it, but I also really remember it. It's kind of both things. And I feel like I should rewatch it, but also kind of don't want to. It's a very strange feeling that I have towards it. Like I loved it a lot, but also have no desire to rewatch it. It's a strange thing. So I don't know, but I'm very excited for part two. Roadhouse. This is probably actually I think I'm most excited for Roadhouse coming out, truly.
Because of the movie itself or because of Jake and how hot he is?
I think because of Jake and how hot he is. I just am so excited to see how hot. I'm anticipating him to be at one of the apex of his hotness in this, because I'm hoping that it's Jake being hot without all of the anguish and baggage that comes with a normal Jake Gyllenhaal movie. I'm hoping this is like unfeathered hotness, right? Is that the word?
Unfeathered?
Is it fettered?
Sure. I think so.
Unfettered.
Do we want to check? Or?
Whatever. I'm okay to be corrected.
Actually, it should be unfeathered. I prefer it.
Then I have this movie Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, only because I saw a trailer when I was at the movies the other day, and it looked really funny and good. Even though Emily Blunt's in it and I want to not like it, it looked like it was going to be entertaining. It kind of looks that Get Smart kind of humor. They say really poignant, obvious things, and it's just meant to be funny, and which I kind of like in the right setting.
Ryan is so good at that kind of character.
Yeah, and there's a lot of good people in it, so I'm excited for a movie like that. Comes out in May. I have Furiosa on the list. It's been in the works for so long that I kind of have lost a little bit of interest. It's been so long since I've seen Mad Max, and I liked it a lot. I wasn't one of the people that was obsessed with it. I thought it was good for all the reasons a lot of people thought it was good, but I wasn't like a diehard fan of it. But I'll see it.
You know how I feel about it, because I sent you the trailer.
Yeah, I think the trailer is awful.
Makes it look cheap and cheesy and
yes bad. Which I don't know why. I mean, it I will say that the Mad Max action movies do have that kind of cheesiness to them that maybe is not translating so well in the trailer. So then don't make the trailer that way. You have to do something else. I have Inside Out 2 on here, because Inside Out 1 is a great Pixar movie, and I'm very excited.
Did I watch that? I think you had me watch it, right?
I don't think I had you watch it,
but picturing them on a cliff trying to get back over to the other side. Yeah. Is that the right movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That was cute.
I don't think I had you watch it, but it's a very good movie, and I'm excited to see what they do with the sequel. Twisters. I'm less excited for it now that I've heard.
I'm nervous. I almost don't want to see it.
Well, here's the thing. They recently said that it has nothing to do with. I have to get the quote. Glenn Powell gave a quote that made absolutely no sense.
He is annoying me.
Oh, well, he's overexposed. He became cool to overexpose in about 2.0 seconds flat. It is, and from literally two movies. He's not even in a million things like Margot Robbie, because we're done with her also. No offense to her, but
for a short time, not overall.
Yes.
We just need a short break.
Just need a break.
Which she said herself recently.
Yes, I saw that. but him, he's overexposed for nothing.
I need a break from him for like 3+ years. I'm very annoyed. He seems very fake lately in everything. Every interview I see him in, he's like too smiley and fake. I don't know. I used to love him.
He's also constantly making this face that gives me such an ick. That
I know the exact face you're talking
he's
about.
He's making like this fish hook eyebrow. I don't know what it is, but he needs to stop making that face.
Are we in bad moods, or is this how we always are? Maybe I should just speak for myself.
Okay, here we go. He said, it's definitely not a reboot. We're not trying to recreate the story from the first one. It's a completely original story. There are no characters from the original movie back. So it's not a continuation. It's just a standalone story in the modern day. So it's not a reboot. It's not a continuation. It sounds like it's just a movie that's similar to Twister?
Who cares? No, I mean, no, it's definitely connected. Like, it's got to be in the same universe, but it's just not.
It's in the same universe, but none of the characters are going to be in it. Which I didn't think anyway. They never marketed.
But I thought maybe they would have some cameos or something. Although without Bill and Philip, it's like, you know, other than Helen Hunt.
Not a reboot, not a continuation, not recreating the story. I don't know. But we'll see what ends up being made of that movie. There's a new Alien movie coming out, which for some reason, I cannot tell you why, I constantly see these. I don't know why. They make a billion of them.
Because you love the original.
I guess. You know I don't see new things. Like, I don't know why I see these, but this for some reason, I can't stop seeing them. I've seen the prequels. I've seen the sequels. Whatever they come out with.
You do it with the Halloween movies, too.
Yeah, I guess so. Whatever comes out in the Alien universe, I see it.
So, you're just, it's like a sunk cost thing at this point. Like, you just have to.
I guess that might be it. So I'll be there in August. Doesn't even have a name yet. It's just an untitled Alien project. I'll be there.
They should leave that as a name. It's fine.
What do you got? What are some of yours?
This is ridiculous, but Gladiator 2.
It on mine too. Haven't seen Gladiator 1.
Me too.
Watch Gladiator 1.
This morning was the first time I've heard of this, so it's going to be bad. I know it. But there's another mob drama coming out with De Niro called Alto Nights. I'm going to see it.
Excuse me? I haven't heard of that. Didn't even see it on a list.
There's We Live in Time with Andrew. What's wrong with me?
Andrew who? I can't think of
Florence Pugh and Andrew Garfield. Holy shit. They're both annoying me lately, if I'm being honest, but I do like them and I'm going to see
it. She's annoying me. He has a special place in my heart. So I have.
He's annoying me more than Glenn, actually.
He's been annoying you since
I've been working my way toward annoyance with both Andrew and Matthew McConaughey, and I'm a little nervous about it.
Since Tick, Tick, Boom, he's been annoying.
Oh, God, please. I can't even. There's a movie coming out that even reading the summary, I can't even fathom what this is going to be like. Let me find it. It's called Mother Mary. It's Anne Hathaway, Michaela Cole, and Hunter Schafer. So how can you not see it? Mm-hmm. But the description is an epic pop melodrama following a fictional musician and her relationship with an iconic fashion designer.
What?
I don't know. I'm going to see it.
I have a statement on Anne Hathaway. I think she is in her movie flop era.
She is. And also, I need her to stop making 7 movies a year.
That's the thing. Her movies are terrible. The projects.
Are they, though? Or is it just that people aren't seeing them?
It's because the movies that. I'm not even saying that the movie is bad. I'm just saying that the movies she's selecting, I have no interest in them. That thing I saw a clip of the movie she did recently.
With Jessica Chastain?
Yeah.
I think it hasn't come out yet, right?
No.
Instinct?
No, it's not that one. No, it was the one she did the actors on actors thing for. They played a scene in that interview and she's like opening a wine bottle with a shoe or something. And she's wearing a wig and has a bad accent and it's just not it.
Every time I see a preview for one of her movies lately, I actually think to myself, that looks really good. And then I don't see it. And then it comes out on streaming and I still don't watch it.
Oh, Eileen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like she's making the same movie over and over again. And they're all a forgettable string of the same movie. And I don't mean to even insult the movie themselves because maybe they're good. Like, I'm just not seeing them. That's the thing. It just seems like she's in a wave of the same Anne Hathaway movie over and over again.
It's almost like she decided she wanted a second Oscar by the end of X year. And she is doing everything she can, like throwing everything she has.
This is not it. I don't know who gave her this strategy, but this is not the one. You need to be more. This is not the way to get them. She needs to be more selective with her projects and pick better movies.
And then my last one, it's called Spaceman. Have you heard about this?
No, love the title though.
When an astronaut collecting ancient dust on the galaxy's edge finds his life falling apart, he seeks help from a shadowy creature lurking on his ship. That doesn't sound like something I would want to see, but the cast is Adam Sandler, Paul Dano, and Carrie Mulligan.
How did those people even end up in a room together?
I'm in. Yeah.
I have a couple more. A bunch of sequels. Beetlejuice 2, obviously.
I don't know. I'm going to watch it when it comes on streaming.
I mean, obviously, I'm always apprehensive about any sequel of a major movie like that. The only reason I'm less nervous is that when something as iconic as Beetlejuice takes a really long time to come out with a sequel, I kind of trust when all the same people are involved that it's because they came up with like something really good and they waited until they came up with something good.
I hope so.
That's my hope.
Can I just say, I think the reason why I pre-hate it is because it's going to feel like every other one of these movies that they're making sequels of, where it's going to be overproduced, overpolished, overperfected. Yes. I want it to feel like the original. I want the visual quality of the original.
Tim Burton is doing it though, right?
He must be.
So that's my only reason that I'm less nervous about aspect.
Yeah.
But I do completely agree. If it feels like
a Netflix movie, I'm going to scream.
If I see an image and it looks like what you're talking about, I won't even watch it. I can't have my heart broken like that. I won't. Speaking of pre-hating, I have this on here not because I'm excited, but because I'm ready to tear it to the ground, is the Joker 2. I can't wait. I cannot. I have never been so excited to hate a movie more than the Joker 2.
I haven't even seen the Joker, but I already hate this one and am not going to watch it and will continue to hate it.
There's no universe in which I will ever like this movie because I didn't really like the first one. I was on the fence. I won't say I liked or disliked it, but there's just no way I'm ever going to like this one because I am not a big Lady Gaga fan and it's a musical for no reason. And I just am never going to like it.
Stop making musicals for no reason. For me, obviously, stop making musicals, period. But especially for no reason. La La Land, it had to be a musical. Yeah. I embrace it. Fine. Why? Why? Wonka didn't have to be a musical. Still haven't seen it. Maybe I won't. I planned on it. Once I found out that it was a genuine musical, I said, forget it. What are you doing? Why? Although then again, I guess the original
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory kind of was a
musical. But
yeah. I feel like Wonka is a musical in the way that the original is. I don't think it's more singing than that is, I think. I haven't seen it, but I think it's the same level of singing, but who knows?
Can I say something else very controversial? And I can't believe these words are going to come out of my mouth.
Tell me. I think I say it.
Timothée Chalamet is becoming a worse actor.
Yes! I 100% agree. He is.
Call Me By Your Name and Miss Stevens and all of that early stuff. He was going to be Leo. He was unbelievable. The more I've seen him in and the more recent it gets, I'm sorry, the worse he gets. It's like he can't get out of his own head.
Yes.
He's overthinking it. He's putting too much effort into it. He's not, wherever his training got him, he's lost his way and he needs to go back to it.
I completely agree.
I'm very fucking nervous about him playing Bob Dylan. I think it's going to be, I hope that I am wrong. I think it's going to be horrendous. I don't know.
Horrendous.
I said this when we talked about Dune. I thought he was good.
Yes.
I was a little bit nervous and he wasn't exactly where I expected. He set the bar really, really high.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why Leo has the longevity that he does is that he set the bar very high from the very beginning and besides Body of Lies and Blood Diamond, has never missed.
Yeah. And Gangs of New York.
What I expect from. But Leo's acting was good in Gangs of New York. We just hated it.
Yes. Right? It was definitely. I think his acting was a little below the bar in that Gangs of New York. But I agree. And even in Body of Lies and in Blood Diamond, I mean, he was nominated for an Oscar for Blood Diamond. So
that's that's insane.
I mean, but
are you sure? Is that true? Are you sure?
I am 100% sure.
I blocked it out. That is insane. 100%. That is insane.
100% sure. Yes. It's stuck in my mind.
We need to do another Outside the Actor's Studio of him because I will do it.
And Timothy is nominated for Wonka. I mean, he was nominated for a Golden Globe. So
he better not be nominated for an Oscar. I want Wonka far away from the Oscars.
Is he nominated for a SAG award? Let's see, sex. I mean, not that this
the SAG, whole thing looks like CGI. I don't even think that's true, but it does.
But I mean, not that the SAG Awards are any indication this year, because they are canceled as far as I'm concerned. They got it so wrong this year. I have never seen the SAG Awards more on the wrong page ever.
I read the list and was like, who are these people and what are these things?
Literally, I don't know what movies they watched. I don't know what they saw, but it was not it. But let's see. He wasn't nominated for a SAG Award. T-God, but he was nominated for Golden Globe. They're making another Final Destination. Could not be more excited. I hope they never stop. I can't wait for the next one to come out. And the last thing I have is a Lord of the Rings animated movie they're making for some reason. I just don't know why it's animated. Because it is a prequel of something that I'm so excited to learn about. It's one of the most interesting parts of the Lord of the Rings universe. So that comes out in December. So I am going to watch it, but I'm annoyed that it's animated. But Brian Cox is voicing one of the main voices. So that'll be fun and interesting. And then I have Deadpool 3 on here because I've watched the other two.
I tried watching the first one and I hated it. I got through like 20 minutes.
I kind of hated them also, but I watched them. So it's another sunk cost factor.
Oh, two more things.
Oh.
We haven't even mentioned it. Stranger Things. Is it going to come out this year? Nobody knows. Probably not.
There's not a shot in hell it comes out this year.
Okay. Well, they're recording. They're filming now, I think.
Yeah, I don't think there's no way.
I can't be excited about it until I know that it's coming.
Yeah. Me too.
And the other thing is, I've been a little disconnected from the pop culture world the last month or so. Am I hearing correctly that they're making a Twilight show?
It was, yes. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. They said that they were. And also, is the Harry Potter show still happening?
I don't know.
They had announced that that's happening too.
They have to stop doing that.
Agreed.
I would rather them redo the movies then make it a show.
Well, so here's...
It's going to be, which like, I haven't even seen Game of Thrones, but unless it's going to be that, with that kind of budget and care and attention to detail, then fine.
100%. Because here's the thing. I agree with the direction. They're trying to write the ship of... Books should be made into shows. Books like that have that rich of a history are never going to make like a good movie that's under 4.5 hours long. Unless you're making Lord of the Rings, it's not going to be a good movie. So I like that they're going to be made into shows because it gives them so much more time to really go into what fans might want to see. But if it's going to be cheaply budgeted, poorly cast, and look like crap, I don't want it.
I'm sick of content for the sake of it.
And we need to stop churning it out. I understand that we're in a world of we need it now and we don't want to wait. And me too. I hate when things are like announced and then they don't come out for 4 years. We complain about Stranger Things all the time. But as much as we complain about Stranger Things, I'm glad that it takes them 3 years to make a season, because then when we see it, it doesn't look like crap. And it doesn't look like they made it in 25 minutes in the back of somebody's yard. Because it stuff takes a long time to make when it's, unless it's going to cost them $4 billion to do, it takes a long time. So take a long time to make it and make it good so that it doesn't look like shit when we see it. And just come up with a new idea instead of remaking stuff that was not made that long ago. Like, why is there a Mean Girls musical? Are we that old that Mean Girls needs to be remade?
You could not. Do you know Mean Girls came out almost 20 years ago?
Wait, is that real? 20 years ago?
19.
My God. That's not long enough to be remaking something.
Why is it a musical? Why was there a Broadway musical?
Why is Back to the Future a Broadway musical? Why are we making Broadway?
I'm just going to keep complaining. If you enjoyed this episode, like, thank you for that. Don't share it with anybody. Nobody wants to hear it.
We're back, baby.
Till next time.
Bye.